The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real-life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, overcomers, and welcome to episode 99. Oh my God, you guys, we just have one more episode before we reach the triple digits. What? As in what? Anyway, I'm so, so grateful for this far that I have come with this podcast. It's all for the glory of God. And Yanni, it's been hard. Hey, it's been hard, but God has sustained me. The Holy Spirit has been nudging me and pushing me, but I'm grateful through it all. And I truly appreciate your love, your support, and your encouragement thus far. You guys, you have no idea how much your DMs and just your, you know, comments or your reviews or your ratings really, really encourage me. So thank you. If this is your very first time coming on here, do not worry. You're not late to the game. Join the Overcomers fam. And, you know, just enjoy this ride. You have 99 episodes to catch up on, though. So, yeah. Anywho, I hope you all have been keeping well. Last week, I did not have an episode because I was just dealing with burnout. And I just thought, you know what, Carol, not push yourself and just do this when you can. So here is episode 99. Did you know we have an Overcomers community? Well, now you know. If you'd like to get updates on new episodes before they go live, what I'm learning, what I'm planning, or if you just need someone to pray with you, then join the Overcomers fam. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes below and share your email, and you can expect some really good stuff in your inbox every week. Guys, I promise I won't be spamming you, but it will be truly worth your while. When you join, tag me at Overcome Today on social media and use the hashtag Overcomers so that more people can join the family. And happy new month. This episode is dropping on the 1st of August. And wow, guys, how time has flown. 2022 is just like really sailing by. But happy new month. We thank God that we've been able to see a new month, a new day, and his mercies, as he says in his word, are new every morning. And so they are new even for August. And if you're in Kenya or you are a Kenyan, you know that we're getting into election season. My prayer is that we will experience peace in this season as a country, that we will be unified, that we will have wisdom when we vote for those who will be voting. But most of all, that God's rule be sovereign over all. And so join me to pray for our nation, for peace. You know how elections kind of go. So we're praying that, you know, there's no drama, that, you know, even the losers will lose gracefully and honorably, and that the new leaders who will come on board will really seek God's wisdom to be able to lead this country in the right way. Yeah, I won't say much because I'm not a politics person, but just praying for the country as a whole. Now, this week's guest is Grace Mwatha. Now, Grace, interesting thing, Sammy Kaihori was in episode, oh my God, I forget, but yes, just look for Sammy Kaihori. And when Sammy Kaihori was sharing his story, he mentioned of this lady that he met during his high school ministry and reconnected with 17 years later. And, you know, the lady told him, oh, remember you told me my name means favor. And he was like, oh, wow, you know, just being able to reconnect with her to understand the impact of his ministry. Grace is a new listener to this podcast, and she submitted her, you know, she filled in the Google form and was like, hey, I want to share my story. And boy, does she have a story. Grace is a teacher by profession, or rather, actually, she's a computer engineer by profession, but she's currently a teacher. But she just has such a powerful testimony of how God gave her victory over abuse, in an abusive marriage and over pain, and how she's been able to find love again.
Who is Grace in a nutshell?
Yeah, Grace is an exception. Simple, significant, and profitable. And I feel life is beautiful because I see beauty in every aspect of life.
Oh, that's
I'm also a teacher. Mm-hmm. I teach children. Yes, I am also, I deal with computers. I have a course in computer engineering, but I don't do much on that. I concentrate on teaching. I teach children.
And what subjects do you teach? Do you teach, like, are you in primary, are you a primary school teacher, pre-primary or high school?
I'm a primary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I lay foundation on kids. My classes are based on development of kids, especially teenagers. So I take my classes in counseling classes. So I'm hired by several schools. I'm not in a specific schools. I'm not in a specific school, I mean. I go to various schools. I see the teenagers from class 4 to grade 4 now to grades 8. Others, I go to high schools also. But most likely, I'm on the basics, the primary schools. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Good to know. So, you know, tell us how, you know, when did you get married? What perhaps led you to get married? And how was your journey from then?
Yes, I married at a very, very young age. I was 21. That is back 2010. I got married. What led me to that marriage is not because I was ready, but I would say during my childhood, I didn't get enough concentration and love that I would ever need. So when I found a shoulder to lean on, I found this man and I got married at 21. And that's how my journey of marriage started.
Okay. 21. Wow. Okay. And so what, how was that? How was the marriage like? You know, as much as you were really, really young, did you even like understand what marriage was at the time?
No, now that I'm old enough is when I get to realize what marriage really means. But at that particular moment, I was in this relationship with a guy. And after a few months, I got pregnant for him. And he showed some love at the beginning of it. After a few months, the 9 months, I got my baby boy. And the journey through the delivery was not easy. And this man, I guess he got very, very scared, or maybe he was not ready for marriage. And a time came when he told me, no, I was not ready for this. But for me, and any like any other woman there, out there, when a woman starts relationship, you just aspire to have the best. Mm. So I was just into that. And since I got someone who loved me, as I thought, I felt it's good to concentrate on this marriage. Unfortunately, I got the second pregnancy before even my child, my firstborn, could walk. It was only 1 year. And that's where bitterness started.
And at this time, sorry, I forgot to ask you, your husband at the time was how old at that time when you were getting married?
He was 24.
Okay. So you've gotten your child. Of course, you're, you know, hoping still that things will work out. Him, he's feeling like, oh, this is too soon. So what happened when you delivered your second child?
So when I delivered my second child, he was still a boy. The first one was a boy and the second one was a boy.
Mm.
But the baby came before time. So he was premature. And he brought so many problems because he was a sick baby. The baby developed some challenges on his alimentary canal. And the guy felt that the burden is too heavy. He started to fight. Oh, you came to this marriage. You came to my life to destroy my life. In our family, we don't give birth to children who are lame. You know, he used to call that baby a lame child. And the marriage turned to be so bitter. A time came when he used to pick that little boy and threw him away, not to see him. This really injured my heart. I was so much hurt. And this is just but the beginning. The little boy was sick, very sick, in and out of hospital. And this man was fed up. He told me, don't want to see me anymore. You don't want to need babies. I'm not just there to make babies. This turned out to be so bitter and so weird. I didn't know what to do at that age. Unfortunately, I didn't have any parents to look upon. After a while, I felt like at times you need to make decisions because I believe decisions are very important in someone's life. I'm here with my two kids, and this man doesn't want me. He used to beat me. It came a time when he used even to burn me out. I'm cooking. He's just bitter for no reason. I didn't understand. I didn't have anyone to talk to. I was very naive. Now, a time came when I had to make my decision, and I felt my happiness is very important. At the same time, the happiness of my children. I talked to one of my sisters. My sister told me that in marriages, lazima uvumilie.
Oh, dear.
But I was dying slowly. I remember one day that man broke my leg.
What?
I went to my sister's place. Nikaponya mguu, and she was there telling me that marriage ni kuvumilia. I didn't understand how marriage unavumilia na hizo insults zote. Sometimes it's good you push yourself because no one else will. No one else will push your life. It is only you to change it. So that particular time I felt enough is enough. And I have to change my routine or my way of life. And I felt God speaking to me. I have a bright future. I felt that word in Jeremiah 29:11 that I have good plans upon my life. That's when I woke up in the morning. I took my two boys and I left. I didn't know where I was going to begin, but I left. I left this guy. Okay. Since he was not around, went to work. He came in the evening and found I was not there. I thought he's going to look for me, but he never did that. So life turned out to be so hard for me, but I had one thing. I had peace. That when I came to realize that peace, you look for peace. You cannot make peace. Look for it wherever it is. You don't look for peace, you can't have any. So even if I didn't know where to begin, I used to just to make my bed on clothes down. We sleep with my little children. Remember, the one of them is sick, very sick. I didn't have a job. It was not easy, but God came through. There is no day that I can say that those kids went hungry. No, I had good Samaritans. God had to send me good Samaritans. As he said, I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. He gave me some good Samaritans to take care of me. I got this job in a hotel, but I had my papers. I used to look for other greener pastures. And there was this day, certain teacher called me in a school. He told me, can you do counseling? I told her, yes. She told me, I saw your papers. I told her, yes, but most likely I need to be counseled myself. Can I come over? She told me, yes, come over. And God came through. When I went to that particular school, I was offered a job. And this really changed my life. At least I could have earn a good money, though not much. At least I could sustain my little boys, cater for the health of the sick baby. And I was able to go through. After a few years, the sick baby got well.
Oh, wow.
He's a strong boy today in grade 3.
Oh, wow.
Very strong baby.
Oh, that's so good to hear, Grace. And what at this point when you left, why did you move to a family's home, or did you just find a house to live in before you got the job?
I just moved to a house on my own. I didn't go to their place because I had decided never want to see him. I don't want anything to do with him. It is a decision that I had made. Yani, I had gone through enough. The fight, the insult, at times ata ageninyo ambaka nywele.
No, that was hard. And Grace, your thank you first of all for being really strong and being courageous, even in the midst of a very tough time, and even for being vulnerable, for sharing your story. I truly, truly appreciate. And so, you know, you've gotten this job, your children are growing. The sick one is now much better. And as you said, he's such a strong boy right now, and we thank God for that. You know, how was your walk with Christ?
Now, I was born in a Christian family. When my parents passed on, I went to my father's brother. That's where I was brought up. That's me say my uncle's home. And he was so much into Christ. So I was brought up in church and I knew God. So despite of everything I was going through, I knew that there is a God in heaven who is watching. Despite the fact that I went my way at times, I didn't wait maybe to get a good man or anything. I knew there is a God. That's why we are told that bring up your children in the ways of God. And when they grow up, they'll never depart away from it. That is what was in me. That's why I was so much into God, even when I was going through these hard times. And that's why I was able to go through all these and come out victorious. Like I am today, that I'm able to encourage someone.
Amen, amen, and for sure you've been victorious. And so, you know, just now fast forward, did you now choose to stay single and raise your boys, or, you know, how was your life? Did you find love again? Let us know.
Now, after I got this job, I want to bring something there. I happened to meet this man who really wanted to destroy my life. I met him in a mysterious way. There was a burial at their place, and I decided to go and bury their father. And when he saw me, he didn't even recognize me. He didn't know even who the boys were. But I thank God that he made me see him at that particular moment when I was strong and changed, and I didn't have any other chance for him. Okay, later on, I stayed for 5 years without thinking of love or loving again. But God came through last year. God came through and gave me someone else.
Oh, wow.
It was not easy to love, but I think this time round is God. And a time is not always good to stay in the same place. It's not always good for women out there who have maybe faced more than I have done, just to stay alone and stay at your comfort zone. When God comes your way, go ahead. Accept, but seek wisdom from God. So today I have a man who is eyeing on me. Actually, we are planning for a wedding to come soon. So despite everything or any situation you go through, God is there and is watching. And it can change your story, actually. I didn't know that someone would marry me with 2 boys. This was so amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I got someone from Germany, came to my life, and yes, we are waiting for that wedding soon.
Oh, that's good to hear that you've been restored. That, you know, even being able to open yourself up again to love, you know, it shows that God truly did a work in you. But just to backtrack a bit, Grace, there's a point you mentioned that when you were getting the job, after, you know, leaving your first marriage and your husband, I mean, sorry, the lady who was giving you the job, said she, you know, if you need counseling, and he said, I think I need counseling before I can even counsel others. So did you go through counseling or therapy, to be able to also deal with the trauma you were going through?
Okay, when this woman offered me a job and I went there, I was not able to open up and tell her exactly what I was going through. But by the look of things, she knew that I really needed that job and I was in trouble. You know, you can know a troubled person. So what she told me, she had to ask me, why did you tell me that you need this counseling? I told her, I'm not well. I feel as if I'm suffering kind of depression. And I think before I start working with you, I need some help. Well, she asked me, do you go to church? I told her, yes. How do you relate with your pastor? I told her, I'm just a one of our congregators. I'm just a member. She told me, no. That is not what you are called to do. You have to be very active in church. I told her, how am I going to start that? Now, she told me, I'm going to offer you a job, and you promised me that you are going to be active in church. It is really going to help you. Now, if you're good at ministering to children, can you begin it in your church so that you can come to us that we can recognize it? I felt it's a good thing. Now, where my therapy came up is when I went to church and I start teaching those Sunday school kids. They really healed my heart. Whenever I opened my Bible to talk to them, whenever I gave them Bible stories, it really mentored me. It really changed my life, and I was very strong. And I got a certificate in my church. And then she told me, you see, these have really helped you. And we really worked together with her. It was an international school where I was supposed to go for in various schools in Kenya until I go to other schools outside Kenya, like Tanzania, Uganda, and it really helped me. And she didn't just let me go. She really mentored me. She really counseled me. At times, I remember I used to talk to children, and then after the session, I would sit down and cry, pour out my heart, thinking of what I have been through. And God came through in that way.
Oh,
Yes.
that is so awesome. You know, Grace, your story is amazing of how sometimes we put God in a box and we assume that when we think He cares for us, you know, there's certain ways that He does it in our minds. But it's amazing how He sent, first of all, Good Samaritans your way before you got the job, and then this lady who was really part of your healing journey. And it's just a way of the way God really brought you help, you know, literally. Like, I look to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. So I'm really inspired and encouraged by your testimony. And even as we wrap it up, Grace, there is perhaps a lady or even a gentleman who's listening, and they've gone through an abusive relationship, whether it was physical, emotional, you know, whatever kind it was. And perhaps they're in that space where, you know, the 5 years between you leaving your first marriage and now you finding love again, maybe they're in that season where they're wondering, you know, where is God? I can't seem to find him, or I can't seem to, you know, see him. What would be your encouragement for them, especially knowing that you've walked in their shoes?
I would like to speak to that person who have gone through bitterness and you feel like God is not there. I want to encourage you and tell you that God is watching. At times he gives us three answers. Yes, wait, or no. And when you are in this period of waiting, you feel as if it is not adding up. I want to tell you today that God have seen all your troubles and he's always there to rescue us. In the book of Isaiah 43, he says that do not be afraid. I will help you. I'll take you by your right hand and I'm going to make you prosper. It is always when you wait upon God that he's going to see you through. Don't give up. Remember to give happiness to your heart. And there are three things I would want to give you that never forget these three powerful resources in you. Always have a vulnerability in you. That is love. Love yourself. The other one is prayer. Remember to pray. Even if you cannot say a long prayer, there is that prayer that Jesus taught his disciple, our Father who art in heaven. Say it as many times as you can, and God is going to come through in it. And the last one is forgiveness. Forgive those who have hurted you. Forgive those who have wronged you along the painful journey. And again, forgive yourself. Is the strongest therapy you can ever do to yourself. And the best gift you can give to yourself is only to let go. Let go of the pains. Let go of all the burdens, and God is going to see you through. Yes. I love to tell my people that life is just like a riding bicycle. If you're riding a bicycle, to keep you a balance, you must keep moving. So despite of every situation that you are in, keep on moving. Don't stay there and cry. Stay, put the balance by keeping on riding your bicycle. The bicycle is your life. No one gonna live your life. It's only you. Don't destroy your life by giving up. Just leave it to God. Let go all the pains and keep on the balance. Move on your bicycle.
What a powerful testimony, guys. And that's the point of this podcast, to encourage, inspire, and empower those of us who may be walking in Grace's shoes and wondering, where is that light at the end of the tunnel? Or where is God when I need him most? And so I pray that Grace has encouraged you to keep on moving, as she used in that analogy for the bicycle. Keep on moving with God by your side, with him as the lead, with him at the wheel, you know, Jesus take the wheel. Mm-hmm. Yes. So may you be encouraged, may you be inspired, and may you be empowered to know that our Father hears and knows your every pain. He is close to the brokenhearted and those who are crushed in spirit. So if you're going through pain, if you're going through a season of pain right now, I pray that you will find him, and you will be able to hear his voice and hearken to it. But I would also like to encourage you, if you're going through any form of physical abuse, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a family setting, I pray that you leave and find help, please. I do not have domestic abuse resources right now, but I'm sure there are, and I will be sharing them on my social media once I get them. But I pray that you'll be able to get the help that you need. Please, please, please do not stay in a relationship that is physically abusive. We do not want people dying in relationships. Get out first and then get help and start your healing journey. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at Overcome Today and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. Well, that's it for this week, folks. That was a heavy one. So it's hard to, you know, find something else to end on. But do share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered. So until next week, in the triple digits, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you.